to bring Bobo home in the bottom of the second and also walked as well. The Raptors lead 6-3 as the first pitch comes away for Bryce Crabb. And a wild one that rolls into the backstop, 1-0. So Hanson, 1-for-1. He's got on base both times today, and he swings and misses with a second offering on a strike, 1-1. So bottom five, a run for the Raptors in the bottom of the second. And then Green Bay responded with three runs in the top of the fourth. But then the Raptors, bottom half of that inning, five runs. And now they lead 6-3. So a 1-2 count. Crabb will look. Fourth offering up and away. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A 2-2 count. A 2-2. Hanson misses low on a swing and a miss for strike three. So he goes down, first time he's been struck out today, as Alex Duffy struck out swinging and had a two-run RBI single in the fifth, in the fourth. So he's had a good day given his batting average. Prior to today was a 152. So got his fourth RBI and his third run. Crabb fires the delivery out and away on a 1-0 count, so a 1-ball count. And one down and a ball comes in at 75. The 1-0, Duffy pulls this ball and it stays fair and it pops away on the left field side, and ducking is Kelly. So running after it is Holman. Kelly ducked because he thought Holman was going to grab it. So a miscommunication from the outfield. The shortstop, Cooper Kelly, and Jack Holman, the left fielder. A blatant miscommunication. And Alex Duffy with a hit. His second of the night. He's 2-for-3. He'll take first. Nolan Sailors, top of the order, struck out swinging, popped out to short, and it was walked. One down. And Crabb fires. Sailors skies it away. Out of play. That one, one count. So Nolan Sailors right now has not gotten a hit. He's gotten on base once. So leading off for the third straight game. He led off against Green Bay earlier today and Madison yesterday. And the throw from Crabb that goes behind Mateo Matthews. And Duffy will take second. So a miscommunication, not on the same page as the pitcher in the first baseman. So an error there from Matthews. No and one count. Duffy puts himself in scoring position. He'll stand at second. No balls, a strike with one down. No and one count. One down, Crabb kicks high and serves. Out and away for a ball, 1-1. So Bryce Crabb, for him, nearing his 20th pitch, he's allowed a hit and thrown two strikeouts. He bends low and gets down into position. Well, he'll serve the 1-1 and a curveball that finds the upside of the strike zone, 1-2. That was a slow-moving curve at 67, but was able to pepper the zone. So Duffy at second, a couple shifts off the bag. And the 1-2, and a swing and a line drive. It goes right into the glove of Ewell at center, and tagging up is Duffy. So a low fly ball goes right into Ewell. Doesn't really have to move. So Gallison popped out to first, struck out swinging, and also flew out to center. Two down. Looking in and serving, and that one is a curve once more on Crabb. So Gallison, 0-for-3. They're going to need his services once again. Batting at 265. Raptors in front, 6-3. They've out-hit Green Bay 6-4. And there's a curveball again. So Bryce Crabb working his curves in, but not finding the strike zone. 2-0 count. Two down. 2-0, and Gallison pops it backside and hits off the top of the bat. He's got a really fast swing. They're going to need him to stay calm and stay alert. He was frustrated last game when he was hit, and he threw the helmet. Two balls, a strike. Two down. Looking in is Crabb. Up to 24 pitches and two strikeouts. He's allowed a hit. He'll look over. Comes set. The 2-1, and Gallison swings and hits a low fly ball, but that goes under the glove of Holman. Getting home from second is Duffy. On his way to second now is Gallison. And Jack Holman, just seemingly like a routine flyout, goes underneath the glove, and he's really frustrated. The Raptors in front 7-3 now. So a one-run RBI double from Anthony Gallison. So Ty Johnson, who's 1-for-2. And the Raptors, the bats are rolling here. We're up to 7 hits and 7 runs. Two down. And Ty Johnson, the left-hander, will stand on Crabb. So Gallison's at second. And there's a curve ball, but high in a way. 1-0. So bottom of the fifth. A 1-0 count. Crabb will come set, he'll fire, and shoves it in, finds the strike zone, 1-1. Two down. So Ty Johnson headed to Baylor next season out of McLennan Community College. As he swings and hits a ground ball away from the bag is Matthews, beating Johnson to the bag. He'll tag it in time, but the Raptors get a run. Back-to-back innings with at least a run. We head to the top of the sixth. They lead now 7-3. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning as Jack Holman will lead off for the Rockers. Raptors with a run. The bottom of the fifth. They lead 7-3 now. So Barker back on the mound. He'll step in. He's at a strikeout. And Zielinski fires, but a ground ball into the first baseman in Broussard and steps on the bag with ease. So one down. And now Holman goes out, and this brings up A.J. Anzai. So Anzai's had a good day. He's 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. So 2 RBI day for Anzai. 1 down in the H. And Barker will look in and paint the left edge for a strike. 0-1. 1 down. And Barker once more, the 0-1, and it goes away, and it looks like it hits the umpire. So 1-1. The umpire having to shake it off. A 1-1 count. With 1 down. A.J. Anzai flew out to center and had a 2-run RBI single. So out of Chapman from Tribuco Canyon, California. Raptors in front, 7-3. Your top six, the 1-1. Out and away, and it comes in for a ball. That was a fastball that time in 90. So 2-1 count. Green Bay was able to score 3 runs in which an inning where they had guys get involved in the top of the fourth. So Blake Barker, 3-1 count with 1 down. He'll bend low, stand on the third base side of the mound. He'll look in once more. He'll set, fire the 3-1. That's right down the plate for a strike, 3-2. So the count is full. Barker looking for his second strikeout. 1 down. 3-2 count. Barker sets in, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air into left center field. That drops before Johnson can get to it. And a base hit for A.J. Anzai. So Anzai continuing his day. He's 2-for-3 with a 2 RBI day. And Mateo Matthews will step in batting in the 8-hole. So Matthews got on base off of an error from Bobo and grounded out to first. 1 down, Anzai at first. Matthews from Chino, California. 27 hits and 19 RBIs. He bats at 262. So a trustworthy first baseman for Green Bay. And Matthews will see a strike, 0-1. Raptors have the best ERA in the league. So a team that's very deep in the bullpen staff. Her second infielding percentage, and the 0-1 swing and a miss, 0-2. So the first in innings pitched as well. They're tied for third for saves in the league. So on the defensive side and the pitching side, they have, well, a lot of great stats. And this is a team that's higher up in the stat sheet when it comes to defensive baseball. The 0-2 high and outside. So the left-hander, Mateo Matthews, down on the count, 1-2. And Barker looking for his second strikeout. 1 down. 1-2. At first stands Anzai. Barker, the kick, the serve. And popped away on the left side that goes near our TV broadcaster, Kevin Malater. And that looks like to be, is that the... It hits the monitor over there, so hope Cabin's okay. And it looks like he is going to be all right. So, wow, was that the first press box ball this year? As a swing and a ground ball over to Conniff at second. The throw to Hansen, the throw back to first, and there's a double play, a 4-6-3 double play. So just like that, a ball fouls back here in the press box, and then a double play for the Raptors. We head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for isolated showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 56. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 81. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, so Nick Miller will step on the mound. From Central South Carolina, he's had five games appeared in at Anderson University with a 1-0 record. Six and a third innings of work, he's allowed 10 hits and 10 runs and three strikeouts. The 9.95 ERA, so looks like everything's okay on the TV side with Cavan, but that ball shot back into the left part of his press box. It hit the monitor, and the worst part is it didn't stay in the press box. It bounced out, so he didn't even get to catch a fly ball, but looks like everybody's okay on the TV side of the thing. So the Raptors in front 7-3. They've had at least a run in the past two innings. So Nick Miller will take over on the pitching side for Green Bay. He's the fifth rocker to appear in the bullpen. So Bryce Crabb's day has ended. He went 1 1/3 inning, allowed 28 pitches, a run and a hit, allowed with two strikeouts. So Brendan Bobo he'll step in now. So Bobo, all the times he's been up to bat, he's walked three times. So three walks, he's been disciplined at the plate. So Brendan Bobo, we just see him a lot because he leads the team in RBIs and home runs, also strikeouts as well. So he's been struck out about 30 times. So pretty rare to see him, and not a testament to how good he's been at the plate on the discipline side of things, of not going for balls he shouldn't have, but it's kind of improved because a lot of those balls we've seen him get struck out at, he's reached for them. So Miller will find in and serve on a ball, 1-0. Bottom six, 1-0 count. Nick Miller, a South Carolina native, will throw the 1-0 high, 2-0. And that's also another thing. Green Bay, combined with their four pitchers, and they've thrown eight walks and only, you know, seven strikeouts. And five of those belong to the starter, Christian Fauci. A ball skied in the air and pulled away on the left side, out of play. Two balls, a strike. 2-1 count. Brendan Bobo had an RBI in the game earlier, and Miller fires the 2-1 up and outside for a ball. So 3-1 count. Brendan Bobo has a chance to see another ball and get walked for four times in a row. The 3-1 right down the plate, peppers the right edge, and sees a strike, 3-2. The count is full on Brendan Bobo. Out of Santa Cruz, California. And the 3-2, as he skies it away That fouled off on the left edge, the left side of the ballpark. Just a little bit late coming around that ball was Bobo. 3-2 count. Rafters have out hit the Rockers 7-5. Each team has committed an error. Nick Miller will set in. The right-hander, the 3-2, outside and away. So that's the fourth time Bobo has been walked. All four times at bat. He's seen four balls. So Bobo will take first. And a leadoff walk in Garrett Broussard, who's walked twice, and flown out to left. Broussard, the right-hander on Nick Miller. That's the ninth batter walked in five pitchers for Green Bay. They've really gone to their bullpen this evening. And a swing and a ball lifted in the air. He's hit it pretty well. And this is going back over the head of Holman. Bounces at the warning track. Bobo on his way to third. Garrett Broussard stands up at second. And there he goes once again. And Garrett Broussard, that is absolutely big. So Broussard to second, and Bobo to third. A low fly ball that had the distance and over the head of Holman. So once again, Garrett Broussard finds a way to get a base hit. This time it's a double. So Chris Conniff, another returning Rafter, who's 1-for-2, struck out, and also got on base. He was hit by a pitch as well. As Miller serves up in high for a ball 1-0. Bottom of the six. 1-0 count. Nick Miller with the ball in his right hand. He bends low. He'll take a deep breath. The 1-0 bounces low. Hernandez was there, but sees the ball 2-0. So Broussard at second, Bobo at third. 2-0 count. The 2-0. Out and high for a ball 3-0. So Nick Miller has allowed one hit. He's also thrown a walk. Well, one more ball and he'll throw two. 3-0 count. The set high in the fire. And in for a strike. That was a fastball at 88, so three balls and a strike now. Rafters up to eight hits in comparison to Green Bay's five. Bending low at the knee. And coming set is Nick Miller. A South Carolina native will throw the 3-1 in a check swing, but doesn't come across for this time a ball. So Conniff to first. He walks. You got bases loaded with nobody down. Once again, Jorge Degatti, who was 1-for-3, struck out swinging twice and also got a base hit. Bottom of the sixth inning. A 7-3 lead for the Rafters. Nick Miller will set and serve and clips the right side of the strike zone. And ahead in the count 0-1. That was a fastball. Comes in at 88. 0-1 count. Jorge Degatti leads the team in batting average with a 316. The 0-1, and Degatti ready to push in, but it comes in for a strike. 0-2. He's ready to step and swing through that. But down on the count. Two down. So two strikes, 0-2 count with nobody out. The 0-2 out and away for a ball. So Nick Miller nearing his 17th pitch. Two walks drawn. Is that no strikeouts? Conniff at first. At second is Broussard. And at third is Bobo. The 1-2. And just low of the zone. 2-2. So Degatti backed away on that ball. Because for a sec, he thought that could have been a strike. But It wasn't. 2-2. Nick Miller will kick high. The 2-2 serve out no way on the right side. So after being up in the count 0-2, three straight balls. And the count runs full, 3-2. So one more ball and Bubba will get home. Bottom of the six. Miller, the kick to set the serve, and a 3-2. And a slice ball into right field. Bubba will get home. And the throw is not in time as the Raptors add to their lead 8-3, an RBI single for Jorge Degatti. So Luke Hansen will step in now, and Conniff to second, Broussard to third. Hansen a one-run RBI single his first time up, which got Bobo home. A walk and a strikeout swinging. So Brendan Bobo has crossed home plate twice today. And Nick Miller this time, he'll fire and clips the right edge in four strike, 0-1. An 8-3 lead here in the bottom of the six. Raptors with at least a run in the past three innings. 0-1 count. Miller inside for a ball, 1-1. They've gotten... yes, at least a run in the past three, and at least a run in the four of their past five innings. So the scoring has been on display, the hitting as well, up to nine hits in comparison to Green Bay's five. A 1-1 count from Miller. He'll set in, up and high for a ball. 2-1. So Luke Hansen, 1-for-2. Was walked and struck out swinging his last time up. Miller, a 2-1 and a swing and a miss for Hansen. That was down the plate. 2-2. And another fastball at 87 this time. Two balls, two strikes, and nobody down. Infield has pushed in just a little. Matthews at first and the 2-2 right down the plate for strike three. So Hansen strikes out looking. And that puts one gone, and Alex Duffy is due up. So Duffy's had a big day. His first time up, he struck out swinging, but then he had a two-run RBI single and also a base hit. So Duffy has done well. On his base hit last time up, it was a ball that went underneath the glove of Holman. Base is loaded. Bottom six. As Duffy fouls back. 0-1. Out of Bernardsville, New Jersey. And a catcher from Elon. 0-1 count. Alex Duffy, a great outing at the plate. Hasn't appeared in the lineup in a bit. Kirk Schreider has changed from Holixo and Jensen quite a bit as the ball passed. That Hernandez had trouble gripping the ball. It just kept going behind him, but nobody decided to go home. 1-1. So Alex Duffy. Batting a 152 prior to today. And he's now up to four RBIs and three runs. So Alex Duffy. We'll see the 1-1, and he'll swing and a miss on the inside. He's been the most impressive as far as his batting average today. 2-for-3 with two runs and two RBIs. And he struck out once, so the 9-hole batter who had the worst batting average as far as at-bats came to the order, well, he's certainly picking that up. Here, he'll check and see the 1-2. Duffy backs away, and we'll see a ball 2-2. So 2-2 count. Bottom of the six. One gone. The count runs at two apiece. Miller will set and he'll fire as Duffy swings and hits a ground ball in between second and third Broussard gets home, and Alex Duffy continues a career day. The throw over the head from Holman to Hernandez. Slide first, cleat first in the home plate is Conniff. Raptors up to 10-3 now. So Alex Duffy continues another day. He'll get to second. What about that? Jorge Degani at third. So Alex Degani, would you look at that? Just a career day for him. And now a mound visit from Chris Kreplin. Is he going to go to his bullpen? This would be the sixth pitcher he's gone through. So, would you look at that? Just Alex Duffy. I think he has his family in attendance because he's been with his family a lot throughout the week. And just people chanting, "Let's go, Alex." And he just comes through once again. A base hit in the left field. A runner gets home. Raptors up 10-3 now. The runs have just piled in here in the past four innings. So perhaps it looks like, yes it is, Miller's day is done. And a pitching change in store. So the left-hander will step in now. But I'll tell you, how about the Raptors? We'll get a word on that in a moment, on who the pitcher is. But, man, in game two, you know, you felt Green Bay, given they lost in game one, was a shortened game. But you knew how good Green Bay is, especially, you know, one of the best hitting teams in the league. Raptors have just found ways to just absolutely pile in the runs. And the pitching staff hasn't been great for Green Bay. So Wisconsin Rapids right now, they can win this game. They'd win five straight. They're in a commanding 10-3 lead. So it looks like a new pitcher, but yes, is this AJ Anzai? I think this is A.J. Anzai. Out of Chapman, yeah, he's wearing number 8. So, A.J. Anzai, the left-hander. Yeah, it is. It is the DH. A.J. Anzai, who today flew out to center, had a 2-run RBI single and a base hit. So, I guess he can pitch. A.J. Anzai. A guy who's on the pitching side of things has pitched in 6 games, 9 2/3 innings, 13 hits and 10 runs allowed. He's at 8 strikeouts. So the left-hander Anzai has gone from hitting the baseball to throwing it. One down, runners on second and third. Anzai will fire, and that goes way outside for a ball. So Nolan Saylor is here, top of the order. It was 0-for-3. With a walk as well. So Anzai, the left-hander, will fire a curveball. And that paints the left edge. A 1-1 count. And 1-1 and 1-2. Anzai, the third offering, and pulled away his sailors. So Anzai looking just to get out of this inning. Bottom of the 6th. Raptors a dominant 10-3 lead. A 1-2 count. One down. Anzai, the quick release, the fire up and away. So Duffy at second and Jorge Degani at third. So Nick Miller ends his day with a third inning pitched. And the 2-2 up high. Just out of the zone. Anzai can't believe it. Miller went 29 pitches. He allowed 3 hits and 3 runs. 2 walks and a strikeout. So Anzai It'll come in once more. And a ball hit into the right field side. Three balls, two strikes, then one down. A 3-2 count. The count is full. One out. Onside the left-hander. He'll kick and serve the 3-2. That's jammed away behind the ballpark on the left field side. Bottom of the six. Rafters in front 10-3. They've out hit Green Bay 10-5. Onzai with runners on second and third. He'll kick high and serve. And a ball skied in the air in the left. And Jack Holman comes under it. And Degani was about to take off from third but retreats back. So two down. Sailors flies out to left, and Anthony Gallison, who had a one-run RBI double last time up. He's 1-for-4. Two gone, one away, near bottom of the six. The right-hander Gallison, Duffy at second, Degani at third. Onzai has retired the first batter. And the first serve in for a strike. That one won. Two down. 0-1 count. Onzai will set. He'll serve. And that pulls away on the outside. 0-2. It's fully dark here at Waterfield. Pitch black sky, but the lights have fully been on for quite a while. The second game started at 7:05. The 1-1 and Gallison flies in the air on the third baseline. Running after it is Jason Jones and can't get it in time. So three rockers were chasing it down. Jones, Kelly, and Holman. But nobody came up with it in their glove. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And two down. 1-2 count. Gallison down in this count. Looking to add to this lead. Already a dominant 10-3 lead for the Rafters. And the 1-2 from Onze and a swing and a bouncer over the shortstop. Kelly feels up in the glove and the throw across his body is on time for the third out. But the Rafters get three runs. We head to the top of the seventh. A dominant 10-3 lead. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, a 10-3 lead for the Raptors. A dominant display both on the hitting end and the defensive end. They started it off with a run in the bottom of the second. They followed it up with five runs in the bottom of the fourth and a run in the fifth and three runs in the sixth. So just run after run, this team has found ways to just get through. And Green Bay has really struggled, you know, don't get me wrong, on the pitching side of things. They've thrown about six pitchers. So Raptors have just found ways to capitalize off the struggling bullpen of Green Bay. So Sidney Ferry, he'll step in, the third Raptor on the mound, and a guy that's appeared in 11 games, a 1-0 record with a save in 12 and a third innings of work. He's allowed 11 hits, 4 runs, with 7 strikeouts. He picked up the win against Traverse City back on July the 9th, where a dominant performance for the Raptors, winning 16-5. He got the save against Traverse City as well, but it was at Turtle Creek Stadium in Michigan. We won that game in extra innings as Kelly flies it away left side. 1-1. So Cooper Kelly batting in the ninth spot, flew out to center both times. The Kansas Jayhawk from Overland Park, Kansas. The 1-1 out no way for about 2-1. 17 RBIs. 3 home runs and 21 runs. And a 2-1 from Ferry. Outside four ball, 3-1. Top of the seventh inning. This game started at 7:05. It's been a long game between these two teams. 3-1 and a swing and a ball driven in the air. Slicing into the left center field gap. Diving out, not making it in time is Johnson. And a base hit for Cooper Kelly. So Kelly leads off here in the top of the seventh. So one finally finds some green space in center field. He flew out there twice. And top of the order with Kendall Ewell. A base hit on 3 at-bats. He struck out swinging and flew out to right. So Ewell from Kentucky, from Calumet City, Illinois, batting at 342. Ferry the first offering and a swing and a line drive that goes into left field and back-to-back hits for the Rockers. So a base hit this time for Ewell. And back-to-back hits for him. So runners on first and second and Zane Zielinski. Grounded out to the pitcher with a base hit and then also walked as well. So Zielinski from UIC. And a Chicago native. Ferry not the start he would have liked. He's given up 2 hits so far and 2 batters. Top of the seventh inning. A step in. Inside 4 ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Rockers up to 7 hits. They've only cashed in 3 runs. Ferry looks over at second. Where Kelly stands, the 1-0. And just spinning away from that ball was Zielinski. Ewell at first and Kelly at second. Back-to-back hits for the Rockers. So Sidney Ferry from Paw Paw, Michigan. From Wisconsin, Stevens Point. A 2-0 count. Swing and a miss. 2-1. So Ferry, when he goes to work, he usually gets in about an inning. So seeing him here in the seventh, perhaps it's a staff day once more. The 2-1 and a swing and a miss again. 2-2. If I were to bet, I would say that another Raptor would be warming up right now, given they like to go 3-3-1-1-1, but that's since changed. A 2-2 and a ground ball lifted away left side. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two count. 2-2 at a curve. Low on the right edge. Comes in for a ball. So with nobody down, one more ball and the bases would be loaded for Green Bay. 3-2 count. The count is full. 3-2 and a swing and a ball, a high fly ball that's pulling into right field. Sailors comes out, makes the easy catch for one down. So Zielinski flies out to right, and Carlos Hernandez, who grounded out to third, a double, and popped out to second. So one hit on three at-bats for Hernandez. He's also got a run as well. As part of that three-run inning in the top of the fourth for Green Bay. And the power hitter, the catcher, Hernandez. Ferry will look in. He's the right-hander. Stands on the first base side of the slab. He'll look, step, kick, and serve. And this is skied out into shallow right. Conniff runs under it and makes the catch for two down. So a fly out on a pop out. JoJo Jackson, who's had no hits on two at-bats, but he's drew a walk. Top of the seventh. JoJo Jackson once more. Out of Georgia State. Hitting at 325. So a lot of Georgia State guys on the woodchucks. So Jackson, a Georgia State guy on the Rockers, and he swings and hits a weak bouncer over to the glove of Conniff, races over to first, underhands it, and gets it in time. So the Rafters allow two hits, but Rockers can't cash in anything else after the two hits. They go three up and three down after that. But we head to the bottom of the seventh. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
So bottom of the seventh inning, Rafters in front 10-3. They've out-hit Green Bay 9-7. So A.J. Onzai back on the mound once again. He's the sixth Rafter, sixth Green Rocker in the bullpen. He's had 11 pitches, and that's about it. He's gone a two-thirds inning. So a commanding 10-3 lead as Ty Johnson will step in. Johnson 1-for-3 with a run. So he also drew a walk as well. A.J. Anzai will look in. So was DHing earlier, but has now stepped in on the pitching duties and he'll find a strike on the inside 0-1. 0-1 count. Ty Johnson leads a team in at-bats and also hits as well. And the set and the serve from Anzai, and check swing didn't fully come across, was Johnson. He'll see a ball 1-1. So 1-1 count. Rafters have out-hit Green Bay 97. They've only committed an error in the field to Green Bay's 3, and a ball thrown at the head of Johnson. He has to duck low. 2-1. Bottom of the 7th, and a game where Wisconsin Rapids has just found ways to add to their lead. And the 2-1 up and away, and that is a ball. So 3 balls, 1 strike. Green Bay in total has walked 10 batters, and they've struck out 8. And the 3-1 from Anzai, and Johnson throws his bat to the side. He'll see ball 4. That's the second time Johnson has walked, and Brendan Bobo has walked all 4 times he's been at the plate. So every time he's been at the plate, he's seen 4 balls, so 16 balls total has been thrown on Brendan Bobo. So the left-hander on the left-handed pitcher of Anzai, he'll look in quickly and serve way high. 4 ball, 1-0 count. So 1-0 count, Brendan Bobo has also 2 runs as well. So been able to cross home plate twice, and Anzai looks over on the tag from Matthews, is a little bit late, kind of gets there now. So a 1-0 count. They step high the fire, and a check swing from Bobo, but it comes in 4 strike, 1-1. 1-0, 1-1 count. A.J. Anzai will look, and the check over out first, and Matthews just a little bit late to the tag. Johnson gets back there in time. The 1-1 to Bobo, and he's swinging a foul back. Hits off the top side of his bat. And now a 1-2 count. Rafters with a run in their past 3 innings. At least a run, I should say. They got 5 in the 4th, a run in the 5th, and then 3 in the 6th. The 1-2 from Anzai. Up and high. Bobo ducks, and he'll see a ball. 2-2. So Johnson stands at first. He led off with a walk. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A 2-2 and a wild pitch that goes over the head of Hernandez and gives way for Johnson to take second. So puts himself in scoring position, and the count is full at 3-2. So Bobo, if he sees this ball, he'll be walked 5 times out of 5. Had an RBI in the first game, which allowed Jensen to get home. It was a line drive to right field. So Anzai looks over at second, and the 3-2, and a swing and a ball. Wow, the bat went flying, and a swing and a miss. So Bobo just lost grip of the bat. And while he comes in for, I guess, his first strikeout of the day, that's a one way to go out. So Bobo loses the bat. Just lost grip of it. That's a couple times we've actually seen that in the past couple games. I think one of the Madison Mallards players did it. So Bobo strikes out swinging to lose the bat. So Garrett Broussard, who got a double last time up, he flies it right side and pulled away. The 0-1 count, Garrett Broussard, 1-for-2 with a run. He's drew a walk twice. 0-1, and Broussard again flies it away. 0-2. That ball almost came near the press box. That wouldn't be the first time we've had that today. 0-2 count with one down. So Anzai bends low once more. The left-hander will stand on the middle of the mound and fire the 0-2 in a curve. Middle of the slab and finds the ball 1-2. One down. 1-2 count. Johnson at second. Anzai looks over. He'll serve in and just above the zone. 2-2. Garrett Broussard has had a big day. He's really started to swing the bat a lot better. Two home runs in the past four games. He'll see the 2-2. And above the zone for a ball. The count is full. 3-2. One gone. A.J. Anzai with a strikeout. He'll look, set the payoff. Outside of the zone for ball four. Broussard walks. And Chris Conniff, who was 1-for-2 with two runs. He got a base hit and was hit by a pitch and walked. One down, Conniff, a returning rafter, and just had a big day. He's had a walk, a strikeout. Anzai, outside of the zone. Comes in for about 1-0. Broussard at first, Johnson at second, and the 1-0 Conniff flies it back. Left side once more, 1-1. Breaking ball at 79, that comes in. Conniff once more will set in on the third offering. The left-hander on the left-handed pitcher. A.J. Anzai puts it in his glove. He stands on the middle of the slab. He'll kick high in the 1-1. Out and away in the outside zone, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Broussard at first and at second. He's Johnson once more. Both got on base off of walks. Anzai serves in the 2-1. And a ball pulled in the left field. As it's been a long day of baseball. First game started at 11:35. Players had to report here at 9:30. Got back from Madison late around 11:15 last night. So it's been a lot of baseball here in the past day or so. And given they play every day, but the time between the end of the game in Madison last night and the start of this game, there wasn't much time to recover. And it's been a long day. You know, the game ended early in the first game in the bottom of the seventh. And they called off the game due to rain and the delayed start in game two of the doubleheader. So a full count with one down. And Anzai fires. Conniff fouls it back. Three and two. So once more, Anzai will step in. And he'll look, kick the payoff. Conniff drives it out left side. Three, two count with one down. So Anzai will look in on the payoff. He'll step high in the 3-2. And a swing and a ball popped up into shallow left center. And Holman runs out and makes the grab. So that's two down, and Jorge Degatti will step in. So a fly out from Conniff, and Jorge Degatti, who struck out swinging twice, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Bottom of the seventh, two down. Anzai will look in. He'll fire. And that finds the strike zone 0-1.